Hi everyone. So today I'd like to ask you if you have held in over a long period of time your feelings and emotions. Common phrase, having swept it under the carpet and forced yourself to just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Where do you think all of those emotions are? Where do they go? What happens to them? One of the biggest challenges that we have is accepting that it's really important to do the work, but we can't see it. So if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Because we don't see it, we don't believe it. In fact, very recently, was this not one of the most famous phrases that our queen always used to say? She's got to be seen to be believed. We can't see our feelings. We can't believe where they are or what happens to them. Unfortunately, because we operate from our subconscious 90% of the time, we totally forget how we were feeling yesterday, if not even hours ago, because life happens, it moves on, we get distracted, we have to go and do the next thing. But where does that pain go? It does go to our body. Through our cells, the millions multiplied, the multiplication of our cells generating these beliefs within our muscles. That's why we feel tense. That's why we are holding on to it. And what happens when this happens over years and years and years of accumulated emotion? Headaches, symptoms, insomnia, stress, anxiety, depression. The exact symptoms that you are visiting your GP about. Digestive issues. Believing you have IBS. That may be something that's developed. Why? What have you held on to for so long that your body now is sluggish? Your digestive system is bloated, carrying too much toxins from repeated stress, accumulated negative hormones, chemicals. Too much cortisol, and what happens turns into the fat that we don't want. But when we are told to exercise, to try some yoga, to take some time for ourselves, to go for that walk, to do the tapping, to do the gargling, to do the vibrations, to do the massage, do the work. When we are told to do physical stuff, we don't believe that that's going to help us. And when we don't believe it because it's out of sight, out of mind, we don't have any motivation to go and do it. We keep telling ourselves why. Ask yourself why. Where is the motivation for doing that stuff? That can't help me. That's ridiculous. It doesn't work. And I know you're hearing yourself say these things. Why are we telling ourselves that that's rubbish? It's too simple. It's too easy. That doesn't work. Our ego is there to protect us, it does not want us letting go and moving forward. So we tell ourselves that it's rubbish, There's no point. What's the point? Do you hear, honestly hear yourself saying, what's the point? So go back to the very first question of this video. Where does it go? Very, very powerful question to remind yourself. Where is it going? So we do need to shift our emotions. We need to release the accumulated stress and trauma from our body. That includes body work. Okay. If you're interested in learning body techniques, exercises, really simple movements and stretches, this stuff is not difficult. If you're interested in learning how and exactly why that specific movement helps unlock that specific emotion, do follow me, visit my website. And to all the beautiful women who are already here in my group and in my community, I can't wait to keep sharing all of these things with you because it is absolutely fascinating. And when we connect with our body, we realize that the body, our bodies, truly are the key to unlocking our mind. And once we do that, we can start living a different life. New stories, new beliefs, new opportunities, new success. Take care. Speak soon.